Perhaps it's strange that I would pick Eleanor Roosevelt as my first subject for a bonus episode on famous people with famous unpauses. Being an Australian, I didn't learn about her at my mother's knee. She was from another country's history and headlines, and I didn't know anything more than the basics about her until I was an adult, when a teacher confided that Eleanor was her godmother. Which is quite amazing. But having started the journey of learning about Eleanor, I've never stopped. She's wonderful. For the purposes of Unpaused, I don't think I could pick a more compelling figure. As successful as she was, she had to overcome the most devastating reversals and losses. She came back again and again, larger than ever. Let me start at the beginning. Eleanor Roosevelt was always a Roosevelt, both before and after her marriage. Her father, Elliot, was a younger brother of Theodore Roosevelt, President of the United States from 1901 to 1909. She literally grew up in the shadow of the White House, not dreaming she would eventually come to live in it and become the longest-serving First Lady ever. In 1883, Elliot married Anna Hall, one of the beauties of her age, unifying two families in a marriage with dazzling prospects. It seems Anna experienced real disappointment when she glimpsed Eleanor for the first time, the baby she came to regard as homely and something of an embarrassment. From then until her premature death caused by diphtheria at 29, Anna addressed her plain offspring as Granny. So to Elliot fell primary responsibility for the raising of the three motherless children, although it was Anna's mother, Mrs. Hall, who shouldered most of the burden, keeping her son-in-law at a good distance. It transpired that Elliot was a wastrel, a womanizer, a chronic alcoholic, and an opioid addict for all of Eleanor's life, yet she credited him with having fired her imagination. He died from complications relating to a failed suicide attempt at 34, finally leaving Eleanor and her younger brother Hall orphans, Eleanor at almost 10 and Hall aged just 3. Another brother called Elliot, or Ellie, had also succumbed to diphtheria in the meantime. Hazel Rowley, author of Eleanor and Franklin, An Extraordinary Marriage, likened Eleanor's early life to the unrelentingly grim tearjerker Victorian novels that were popular at the time. Doris Kearns Goodwin, another excellent Roosevelt biographer, traces Eleanor's episodes of depression throughout her life back to these early traumas. Eleanor Roosevelt is almost as famous today as a human rights giant, a feminist pathfinder, prolific writer, broadcaster and author, intrepid traveller, distinguished diplomat and all-out role model, as she was when she died at the end of 1962. Her obituary in the New York Times was entitled Mrs. Roosevelt, First Lady 12 years, often called World's Most Admired Woman. Despite these early bereavements, an extraordinary fate loomed when she married her gifted Roosevelt cousin Franklin. Observing this fairy tale-like comeback from such a catastrophic life start, it would be easy to think that Franklin's public life over four terms as president gave Eleanor the same sort of platform for self-actualization as Barack Obama's presidency gave his wife Michelle. For Eleanor, however, the White House years and the larger-than-life FDR were both spur and impediment to the achievements for which history remembers her best. It was only by drawing on her native talents for writing, an unwillingness to accept injustice, a deep and natural empathy with society's most disadvantaged, her enormous stamina, and a flair for friendship that the Eleanor we now know really began to take shape. Most of the active steps that Eleanor took to unpause are there to see, episode by episode, making the pages of her many biographies a great place to understand the biggest successes she achieved. I can summarise with one of her quotes. "You gain strength, courage and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I've lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Expect to hear more about Eleanor as Unpaused continues to unfold. If you'd like to know more now, I can recommend Hazel Rowley's book, Eleanor and Franklin, and also Doris Kearns Goodwin's much-loved examination of the marriage of Eleanor and Franklin through the lens of the US during World War II in No Ordinary Time. Professor Blanche Wisen-Cook's three-volume Life of Eleanor Roosevelt is also inspirational. This has been a bit of an experiment for me, but I'd like to do more of these profiles. I'd love to hear from you, and you can write to me via the website unpaused.net. And please share the podcast with someone you think would like it too. Bye for now.